Okay, I am hoping to at least squeeze a 30-minute episode out of this. It has been so long since I've done this. I almost forgot how hard it was to speak into a microphone. Talking to nobody but everybody at the same time. And by everybody, I do not mean a lot of listeners. I mean, I am speaking to everybody because we are all one. I have completely doubled down on that thought that I have had. I remember in one of the earliest episodes, back in like 2019 or 2018, whatever it was, I believe it was 2019 when I first started doing this, whatever the podcast was about. I guess it was about like business, but I knew even back then, I would have to go back and listen. I haven't listened to it in a long time. I'm actually 100% certain I just started off with fucking, we're all gonna end up working towards a hive mind. And I believe we already are a hive mind. We're just unaware of it. I don't have this. I'm a fucking idiot, so I don't have this fucking thought, you know, formed out completely. You know, I just turn on a fucking microphone and start speaking my mind. But I have been taking in a lot of information, and I've been taking in information that that fights what I'm taking in as well. So, but the information that I've been taking in, I'm off of that, like the small shit, like, you know, big pharma wanting to fucking get rich off you, and you know, fucking big pharma being it's, you know, they're not treating, you know, they're not treating you, they're not there to help you, they're there to keep you coming back. And you know, if you can't grasp that, hopefully one day you will. And I'm not talking about like, you know, like your local nurse or even your local doctor maybe, but it's the whole thing in general. I say I'm off that, but I need to explain what I'm talking about. You know, it's the system, and I know that sounds crazy. Oh, the system, what the fuck? But it's the system of healthcare in relationship to the system of insurance, in relationship to the system of pharmaceutical companies. When you realize that they are companies and they're not like most hospitals are private, or private owned, they're not like state ran. And when you realize that they're companies, they're not like the social service, it's not a social service, it's a company. I don't believe that there's anything in the Constitution that, you know, is like for health. Can you make an argument that there should be? Yeah. But, you know, I'm sure you can make an argument against that. And that's not what it's. I'm so fucking beyond that now. It's not even. But I just wanted to explain, you know, again, I'm not talking about like your local nurse, your local doctor. It's the nature of the company, the fact that it is a company, and companies only exist on this earth to do one thing and one thing only, and that's to earn money. And they want to earn the most amount of it, so they will cut corners, they will do cheap shit, they will, you know, it's just like it's with any company. You know, it's not just big pharma. It's everything. It's fucking, and I'm not saying fucking, you know, people shouldn't earn a living and make money. I mean, there's an argument to be made that the concept of money is fucked, because fucking our money isn't our money. It's fucking the Federal Reserve's money. And newsflash, they are also a private entity. They say this is like an axiom, but it's not even an axiom. It's the fucking truth. They say the Federal Reserve is as federal as Federal Express, like FedEx. Meaning it's not. It has nothing to do with the fucking federal government, but yet they fucking control everything, essentially. Because in this current system that we live in, that is so ass backwards. It's so ass backwards. It's like, it is instinctively against your nature. Like, I know I'm not the only one that feels that. I am sure that everybody who somehow comes across that, comes across this, has felt that before. And you know, that goes back to, you know, it, or it doesn't go back to, because I haven't even brought it up yet, but you know, you can segue that brief thought into fuck, I lost my goddamn train of thought. I don't fucking know, man. It goes against your nature, and you know, that thought goes into, you know, like our thoughts aren't us. Our thoughts are a complete, I believe our thoughts are from the fourth dimension, and I mean, I'm believe that there's strong evidence to back that up. I've been getting into sacred geometry, and sacred geometry explains a whole bunch of shit, as well as I've been getting back into because I had looked into this stuff before. It's called Hermeticism, which, I mean, it goes all the way back until, you know, the beginnings of writing, like Sumerian tablet times. And you know, they, let me slow down, because I don't want to get ahead of myself. I intend on breaking all of this down. It's going to be like a mystery school, like back in the ancient times. Like, in order to learn the stuff that I am learning, and that I am just going to spout right back to you, because it's, you know, it's, you know, a rising tide lifts all ships. You know what I mean? It's better for everybody to have this knowledge. But back in ancient times, you know, they, like, you had to be an initiate to get this knowledge, that even if you have never looked into it, it feels in your gut, like to your core, like to your being, it feels right. So if anybody continues to listen to this, it's, you know, I'm still gonna have fucking jokes here and there. It's not going to be as comedy or comedic comedy. I'm a fucking idiot, but it's not going to be as comedy oriented. It's I really want to do something good, and it's, you know, it's that saying that and I'm not even comparing myself to Tupac. It's just, it's the what he said that resonates. It's, he said, I'm not saying I'm going to change the world, but what I am saying is I want to spark the mind that can. And if every single one of us does that, I mean, we can't even fathom how fucking just amazing the fucking world could be. I mean, not that it's, I mean, this life is great. Don't fucking get me wrong. I have completely shifted, you know, I am of the belief that I am you and you are me. We are all one. You know, this world is a projection of our minds. You know, when you really break us down, when you get to the core molecular level of us, you know, we are all atoms. We are all atoms, and we are all energy. And our atoms are conscious. It just is what it is. It's, I mean, look it up. Our atoms are conscious. Therefore, everything around us to a fault is conscious. I vividly fucking remember 2 years ago when I did like my first real, like, I mean, like my first mushroom trip. You know, I ate the, I believe it was 3.5 grams. It was an eighth. And as I was, you know, experiencing what I was experiencing, I remember, and I remember, and I have this recorded. I was touching the wall, and I was like, "Yo, I remember thinking this wall feels like it's alive." It was like I felt it, and subsequently, you know, up until I'd say about 3-4 months ago, maybe. I'm taking a break because I'm gonna start getting back on it this summer. You know, I had been eating like a gram to 2 grams of mushrooms every Saturday, and without fail every time. You know, it wasn't always, you know, like in my head trippy, but that wasn't what I would. That's not what I'm always searching for. But when I would take that, I swear to God, I would feel my in. Again, God meaning us, like we are. I'm going to have to, like, have to start making bulletin points if I want to make this how I want to make this. You know, obviously, I want to keep it still entertaining because, you know, I believe the best way to learn and teach. And I'm not saying I'm a teacher. I am a forever student, but. The more my consciousness has risen, the more I realize that we are all the student, the teacher, and the master, all in one, all at the same time. We can always teach somebody something, and we can always learn something from somebody. It's a rule of life almost. It's, I mean, whether it be good or bad of whatever you're learning, you can learn something from somebody, you know what I mean? You can learn something by, you know, looking at a, for instance, and not to be mean or anything, but by looking at a homeless person, you know, and you can kind of learn how they got there, you know, and you could figure out, like, okay, it was more than likely hard drugs and, you know, this, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and maybe just not take, and, you know, that maybe, this probably sounds rude because I don't know that person's position. And this, I'm not, you know, I'm not trying, you know, it's, that's not what I'm trying to do. You know, it's just, I think we have to understand that we are all one. So when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to myself. And when you are listening to me, you are also listening to yourself. Going back to our thoughts being of a fourth dimension, like, I don't believe like, I don't think that there's, that there are original thoughts. You know what I mean? Like, I think that they are out there and you get downloads. And I don't believe in it's not even, I don't believe you don't own that data, you know, that thought data. You don't own that. You know, it's, it just is what it is. You know, I've come to realize that, you know, and I would get weird about it. I'd be like when I would hear something that I would have thought of, I would have been like, oh, motherfucker, all I had to do was say that. And it would almost be like a pride or ego thing. And, but now, you know, and that's, you know, but now I don't feel that way. Now I'm realizing like, oh, like, no, like, plenty of people have had these same thoughts, you know. It's, do you have the power within you to turn those thoughts into a manifestation of some sort of reality, you know, of whatever reality you want it to be? And you know, I've got into a lot of Billy Carson, and he talks a lot about like how like turning a thought into a thing is really the act of bending time and space to your will. And you know, maybe I'm 100% certain I'm paraphrasing, and that's not exactly what he said, but it's, and you get the general gist. excuse me, but yeah, it's, and again, when you're looking at your thoughts like they are of a fourth dimension, you know, our thoughts are in a realm that we can't see. And there is a lot of shit around us that we cannot see, that we cannot perceive on a macro level, but apparently, like, to our core, like, we can still sense, like, at our core, like, magnets. Like our body can sense it. Like they do studies where they put blindfolds over people, and like something, like our atoms in our body are going towards a magnet or trying to avoid it or something like that. I mean, don't, you know, please don't ever take me at my word for it. Do your own research. Don't do what they told you not to do during COVID, when they told you to not do your own fucking research. Which is a wild statement. I mean, you know what I mean? It's a wild statement to not read, essentially, because that's what do your own research means. Jimmy Dore has that as a joke, but you know, it's one of those things. You know, the thoughts, like everybody, like when I saw that, I for sure thought that, and I'm probably certain I've said that before, but again, it's one of those things where, yo, like these thoughts are going to be here when you leave this this dimension. I am as certain as I have ever been. I mean, I am 32 years old. Since I was like conscious and aware as a kid, I was always aware of death. And that is because, I mean, on my TV when I was a kid, you know, my mom would watch, you know, America's Most Wanted in the news. And so I was like, you know, I'm sure she didn't think that I was, that information was seeping into me, but it did, and I don't blame her. She just didn't know, you know what I mean? Like, you know, she just didn't know, but it did. So I have always been aware of death, and I have always been terrified of it. I am more certain now than ever that this is just a pit stop, and where our, I don't know if it's our, if it's a soul, if it's our conscious, of whatever it is that makes us so goddamn special as a species. You know, like the fact that we get to have enjoyment and we get to fucking laugh. You know, the fact that we get to feel all the emotions. We get to fucking cry. You know, we get to be angry. We get to be, but you know, you can't have, it's one of the ancient, like hermetic laws. It's in, and when I say this, you are going to know it. It is, it's paraphrased because it's not the actual what is said on the Emerald Tablet from Hermes Trismegistus, but it is as above, so below. That is as true as looking out into the universe to getting down to earth. Everything that happens on a macro level happens on a micro level. It's just in different forms. And this is like triply confirmed via sacred geometry. As you know, these, like, there are numbers that appear to how many years it would take for us to go through the full 12 astrological sign cycle to like seconds in a day. It's just, you know, bigger scale. And again, please do not take my word for it. Do go look into this shit yourself. Please. I wish I could be making that shit up. You know what I mean? Like, but when you look at it, it's like, yo, there are these reoccurring geometry patterns that you see throughout life, all the way down to planetary, to fucking to our atoms. It's, you know, when you get into the seed of life, which is a sacred geometrical shape. Same thing with the flower of life. It's as above, it's so below. And you know, I'm not even frustrated. You know, I'm honestly, I'm 32 years old. I forgot where I was at. Definitely terrified of death. I'm 100% certain now that this is a pit stop. And I'm not saying that, you know, I want to die right now or whatever the case may be. But when that comes, when that day comes, I will accept it. And then I, knowing that my conscious is only going to ascend higher. It just is. It is what it is. Those who think they can, and those who think they can't. It's as above, so below. The saying is true across the board. I am not making this up. Yeah, I am fucking, if you would have asked me, I don't know, man, I would have, you know, it's just fucking, this path has, it's, you know, in it sucks, because it doesn't suck, but you have to start somewhere, you know. And I was on conspiracies, and when you realize that's not even it, you know, like, these conspiracies aren't even it, but that there are these principles that you can live on, and you can unlock the power of God inside of you, and you have that power. Just I got a tattoo on my arm. I might have talked about this before. If I have, I'm going to say it again. It was three angels and three devils. And when I got it at the time, I was trying to express that I recommend that, you know, there's, you know, for every good that there's bad. And this was, again, it just goes to show that prior to me getting this tattoo, I never had looked into ancient Hermetic. I wish I can lie and be like, oh yeah, I was reading that shit in high school. Never. It wasn't until I got fucking locked up for being an idiot selling drugs in the Navy until I actually started like picking up a book and fucking reading. Where was I going? Yeah. I never looked into Hermeticism. Well, when I got that tattoo, I thought at the time it was a fucking a wonderful fucking idea. I thought, surely I was the only one that ever thought this. But no, bro, this shit has been around since the dawn of writing. Since like the earliest known tattoo, like this shit has been the fuck around. And like this shit, it's, if you don't believe me, it is. You know, have a category of this hermetic stuff called alchemy, you know, which is where we get chemistry from. It's everything that we know from astrological stuff, to chemistry stuff, to stuff now that they're calling psychic science, that has like modern day scientists fucking perplexed. They've had this shit down since the earliest time of writing. And we were led to believe that people that came before us were dumber than us. And, you know, it's... on a macro, you know, you can blame the government, you can blame who fucking ever, really. But I believe that there is a pendulum in life. Like, we are all on, like, if you look at this as a just like a straight line, there are polar opposites to everything. I was listening to the Kabbalion today, and it was talking about the teachings of see, this is why I have to take notes so I can remember it. Here, let me try to see if I can pull it up really quick. I also need to grab my my charger for my laptop. The divine, the all planes correspond. Oh, polarity. It was talking about polarity, and he broke it down to, and pretty much what it is. It's, you know, everything is the same. And how he broke it down was, you know, there is no difference, you know, there's a difference between cold and hot, but at the same time there's not a difference between cold and hot. And how he broke that down is, you know, go to your, you know what, I got new fucking technology, I can just play, I bet I can play that right now. I'm gonna stop the drumming here. Oh, don't be a, oh my goodness, are they not gonna let me play it? Let's see. Yeah, they were talking about polarity, and he said something. It was to the effect of, tell me where it goes from cold to hot on your thermometer, or how does it change? Here, let me see if, please let me play it. My it, phone kind of just tripped out on me. Let's see.
Has poles. Everything has
Here we
its
go.
pair of opposites. Like and unlike are the same. Opposites are identical in
Y'all listen to
nature,
this. I'm
but
gonna grab my
different
charger
in
really quick.
degree. Extremes meet. All truths are but half truths. All paradoxes may be reconciled. The Kybalion. The great fourth hermetic principle, the principle of polarity, embodies the truth that all manifested things have two sides, two aspects, two poles, a pair of opposites, with manifold degrees between the two extremes. The old paradoxes, which have ever perplexed the mind of men, are explained by an understanding of this principle. Man has always recognized something akin to this principle and has endeavored to express it by such sayings, maxims, and aphorisms as the following: everything is and isn't at the same time. All truths are but half truths. Every truth is half false. There are two
Okay, I'm back. I'm
sides to
back. I'm back.
everything.
Let's see.
There is a reverse side to
Sorry.
every shield, etc., etc.
Hopefully, you gained some
The
knowledge.
Hermetic teachings are to the effect that the difference between things seemingly diametrically opposed to each other is merely a matter of degree.
This is
It
it.
teaches that the pairs of opposites may be reconciled and that thesis and antithesis are identical in nature, but different in degree, and that the universal reconciliation of opposites is affected by a recognition
All right, I'm
of
going to talk
this
over till it gets
principle
to the
of
part.
polarity. The teachers claim
I'm
that
not going to
illustrations of
monetize
this
any of this shit,
principle
so
may be
hopefully I can
had
play
on
this
every
and
hand.
not get in trouble,
And
but
from an examination
I
of the
should,
real
because I'm not
nature of
monetizing any of
things,
this shit. All this
we
shit
begin
should
by
be
showing that spirit and matter are
given for
but
free.
two
Again,
poles
you
of
used
the
to have
same
to pay
thing.
for this back in ancient
Intermediate
times. They thought
things
that
mean
this
merely
kind of
degrees
knowledge
of
was sacred.
vibration. They
I
show
think we
that
live
the all
in
and the many are the same,
the
the
information age,
difference
and
being merely a matter of degree
the more people
and
that we can
manifestation.
illuminate, that
Thus,
we can
the
enlighten,
law and laws are
the
the
better.
two opposite poles of one thing.
Let's see.
Likewise, principle and principles, infinite mind and finite minds. Then, passing on to the physical plane, they illustrate the principle
Let me
by
try to
showing
skip
that
forward here a
heat
little bit.
between these two poles are many degrees of heat or cold. Call them either, and you are equally correct.
Here we
The
go.
higher of 2 degrees is always warmer, while the lower is always colder. There is no absolute standard. All is a matter of degree. There is no place on the thermometer where heat
This is
ceases and cold begins. It is all a matter of
Listen to
higher
that.
or lower
Think about what
vibrations.
he just said. I'm going to rewind it.
There is no absolute standard. All is a matter of degree. There is no place on the thermometer where heat ceases and cold begins. It is all a matter of higher or lower vibrations.
Bro, like, tell me that that does not make some sort of sense. And you know, he's that that's just that's a simple example in this book that, again, like, I believe this book came out in like 1908. And like, think, just, it's like, yo, we are the stupidest ones. Like, we might have more shit, you know what I mean? Because we are in a fucking the just the fucking world that is presented to us now. But bro, we might be the dumbest ones. Oh, and what I was saying is, you know, we're all on a string and it's a pendulum, you know, and I believe we may have started off with the pendulum up at its highest, you know, with the highest of thinking people, you know, people who weren't even people, you know, conscious beings who walked the planet like man, but not man. But even man who had, you know, this kind of stuff figured out. And it's, you know, and, you know, as the pendulum swung and as we, you know, maybe got into you know, civil wars and all these wars and everything like that, you know, I honestly think that the pendulum is swinging back and people are starting to awaken. I believe it's not even a belief, it's a matter of fact that we are exiting one stage in the cosmos, and I believe we may be entering into the Kali Yuga. I may have that backwards, but again, don't take my word for it. You know, just look at it. I am not here to lie, pretend, be cool, or anything of that nature. This is, you know, I would hope that you would look at this as a mystery school. Again, I am not your teacher. I am but a mere student. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, right? And when you're just taking in information and you're not sharing information that you think that can generally think can help, you know, and this is something that I generally think, you know, I can help do, you know, and make it fun. You know what I mean? That was polarity. Should we listen to maybe a little bit more? I kind of want to, just because I got the technology.
There is no absolute standard. All is a matter of degree. There is no place on the thermometer where heat ceases and cold begins. It is all a matter of higher or lower vibrations. The very terms high and low, which we are compelled to use, are but poles of the same thing. The terms are relative. So with east and west. Travel around the world in an eastward direction, and you reach a point which is called west at your starting point.
I mean, it's, again, that principle, these are principles of life. They are, I am so fucking glad that I invested. It's already paying. You know, I was like, oh man, I spent fucking damn near $300 on some fucking podcast equipment, and like, who's gonna fucking listen to this? But I'm actually happy I did this, just to be able to do that. Like, you know, when I used to be able to spout my shit, you know, just to be able to do that. Let me, I'm going to play a quick seven of these, the quick seven, and let's see.
Chapter 1, The Hermetic Philosophy. The lips of wisdom are closed except to the ears of understanding. The Kybalion. From old Egypt have come the fundamental, esoteric, and occult teachings which have so strongly influenced the philosophies of our secret doctrine Broly at the feast of that ancient land of the great Hermes in Egypt was located.
Oh, I also wanted to, yeah, maybe I can, and I kind of want to get this out the way now. The perversion of names and words, it's sickening. I am not sure if anybody is aware of this or not, but they, back in ancient Egypt, you know, before it was even, you know, Egyptians, you know, there was a people there before it was called Egypt, you know, just like there was people in Mesopotamia before it was, you know, Mexico. You know, the names get changed, but that doesn't mean that, you know, people weren't there before, you know, names. It's, you know, Jesus is, it sounds like Jesus's real name is Yeshua. You know what I mean? Names get changed all the time. They get misinterpreted all the time. Maybe sometimes accidentally, maybe sometimes purposely. Don't believe me, look it up. But the perversion, the perversion of names is, yeah, I mean, hopefully that was just recording everything. My, I looked and my computer was at its home screen. But yeah, okay, there used to be back before, we'll call it, for the sake of time, we're going to call it ancient Egypt before it was called, but it wasn't called Egypt, but back in ancient Egypt, you know, they had stories about Jedi. And get this shit, it is literally talking about people controlling a force, like the Force in Star Wars. It's, you know, I'm actively toying, because, you know, what I was gonna say was, and what I was feeling at first, before this thought just popped into my head as I was talking, but what I was going to say was, you know, I think that they do that shit on purpose, that they allow those type of films to be made, so that way you can't, you know, like, you can't, like, so that way you can't look into it. So it's like hidden on Google, because when you, the first thing you look at when you, you know, the first 50 pages you look at when it, when you type in Jedi, it's all going to be about Star Wars. You know what I mean? You're not going to be able to find anything about, you have to know that that's what you want to look for. You know, Jedi in the ancient Egyptian times, not called Egypt, but, you know, but yeah, like Jedi is one of them. They were talking about Jedis using a force back in the Emerald Tablets of Thoth days. Just think about that. Like, it's, I mean, that fact alone, it's enough to be like, well, hold on, what? You know what I mean? So the force is real, but then, you know, what I was thinking was, and I think of it less now, you know, I was like, well, maybe George Lucas was a good guy. He wanted people to know that you can, that's not fucking it. I'm gay as fuck for even thinking that. That's not what the fuck it is. But yeah, it's, fuck, man. I wanted to touch on the perversion of words, you know, just, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't teach them to drink. I'm not saying anybody that is listening is horses, you know, it's just an analogy. But, you know, it does no good for me to, you know, You have to do your own research in order to come to your own conclusion. Let's try to get into the seven principles really quick.
The Great Lodge of Lodges of the Mystics. To pass on to those who were ready to receive the same, the Master of Masters. This man, the details of his life, the date of his
soul authorities. They're talking about Hermes Trismegistus. Oh, yeah, Hermes Trismegistus. You know, they... If you search up Hermes, you know, the clothing line is going to come up first, and not this person who was probably maybe Thoth the Atlantean. And Thoth's name is Deji, or you know, his real name is, you know, Thoth is just like the Greek translation. But maybe this dude was not human, but walk the earth like human.
Contemporary of Abraham, according that he lived 300 years in the flesh, the Egyptians deified Hermes and made him one of their gods under the name of Thoth.
He was saying, before that though, he was saying, you know, what they named him in Greek. It seems like that this figure, this Hermes guy, this Thoth guy, it's these kind of figures have been around and are still around.
The scribe of the gods,
you know,
and bestowing upon the ancient lands the name era, and this by reason of the fact strong men characterized the Hermetics, even until the present day. The Hermetic teachings are to be found in all lands, among all religions, but the wisdom of this caution is apparent to all students of history. The ancient occultism of India and Persia degenerated and was largely lost, owing to the fact that the teachers became priests and so mixed theology and Rome.
So it
was with the Hermetic teachings of the Gnostics and early Christians, which were lost at the time of Constantine, whose iron hand smothered philosophy with a blanket of theology, losing to the Christian church that which was its very essence and spirit.
Don't take the Kabbalion's word for it. Again, do your own research. It's all there, ladies and gentlemen.
Causing it to grow teachings. But it is not found in books to any great extent, that only those possessing the key could read it aright. But few reliable books on the Hermetic philosophy.
Although, it's right here, my bad.
Chapter 2.
I played the wrong goddamn
chapter. The seven
chapter.
Hermetic principles. The principles of truth are seven. He who knows these, understandingly, possesses the magic key before whose touch all the doors of the temple fly open. The Kybalion. The seven Hermetic principles, upon which the entire Hermetic philosophy is based, are as follows. 1. The principle of mentalism. 2. The principle of correspondence. 3. The principle of vibration. 4. The principle of polarity. 5. The principle of rhythm. 6. The principle of cause and effect. 7. The principle of gender.
And the principle of gender, it is not what you were thinking about. It is not about trans. It's not about man and woman. It's corny as this is going to sound, it's bigger than that. I've talked about this book before one time, not the book that we just were listening to. It's called The Way of the Superior Man. And I talked about how, you know, masculine energy needs feminine energy. And that doesn't mean, you know, a woman can possess masculine energy and a man can possess woman energy, and, you know, vice versa. It's, you know, it's all one. It's the yin and the yang. Again, they had this shit figured out for fucking ever. They've had this figured out, and I believe we are coming into a time where we collectively are figuring stuff out like this as well. I don't know. I should probably end this. To be honest with you, again, I was hoping I could get a 30-minute episode out of this, and I don't know how long it's been, but it seems like it's been longer than 30 minutes. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope the audio wasn't too terrible. I am so fucking happy that I invested in and I got it to where I'm able to fucking play audio now while I'm recording and listen to it. It's just doing this for this 30 minutes. If I never do it again, it was worth it. Maybe should I let us, just because I got the fucking technology to do it, should I take us out with a song? Maybe I should just end it.